This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. British authorities preparing for the possibility of further unrest from far-right activists over the weekend. AP correspondent Noam Kim.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer sounded the note of caution.
We have to stay on high alert going into this weekend because we absolutely have to make sure that our communities are safe and secure and feel safe and secure.
Police across the UK are bracing for widespread disorder after far-right activists circulated a list of more than 100 sites they plan to target. A national critical incident has been declared, with 6,000 specially trained police on standby. Nearly 500 people have been arrested so far after anti-immigrant violence was fueled by misinformation about the identity of the suspect in a knife attack that killed three girls in Southport last week. Nayan Kim, London.
Video posted on social media on Friday and verified by Reuters showed a convoy of burnt-out Russian military trucks along a highway in the Kursk region of southern Russia, where Ukrainian forces have staged a major incursion over the week. Zachary Goldman with Reuters.
Ukrainian forces burst across the border on Tuesday in a shock counteroffensive after months of gradual Russian advances in eastern Ukraine. The operation, while limited in scope, has managed to bring the war to a number of Russian towns and cities. In response to the incursion, Russia on Friday declared a state of emergency in the Kursk region. Russia's military chief of staff, Valery Gerasimov, reported to President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday that Russian troops had halted the advance and would push the Ukrainians back to the border. But official statements, accounts from military bloggers, and videos posted on social media indicated Russia was still struggling to achieve that goal nearly 48 hours later. Ukrainian officials have not commented directly on the operation, but asserted the right to defend themselves by striking Russia wherever it posed a threat.
That is Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reporting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN Rights Chief Volker Turk was shocked and appalled by comments by Israel's finance minister suggesting it might be justified to starve the population of Gaza to free hostages. That's according to a spokesperson, Jeremy Lawrence, during a news briefing in Geneva.
Such statements, especially by public officials, must cease immediately. They must be investigated, and if found to amount to a crime, must be prosecuted and punished.
A Turk spokesman told reporters that the starvation of civilians as a method of warfare is war crime. Since the war in Gaza broke out, the humanitarian situation in the besieged Palestinian territory remains dire, with almost all of its 2.4 million population displaced and suffering from food shortages. A passenger plane crashed into a gated residential community in Brazil's Sao Paulo state Friday, killing all 61 people aboard and leaving a smoldering wreck. Officials did not say if anyone was killed on the ground in the neighborhood where the plane landed. Michael Brown's death 10 years ago sparked change in Ferguson, Missouri. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
His death triggered massive changes in Ferguson. 10 years ago, every city leader was white in the majority black city. Today, the mayor, police chief, city attorney, and other leaders are black. But problems remain. The current and former mayor acknowledged that race still divides the community of 18,000 people. Brown's father, Michael Brown Sr., told the crowd gathered for the memorial march that he'll always work for change.
I'm gonna keep rolling till my casket drop. You know your daddy got your back. I ain't never stopped in the streets. I ain't gonna never stop with the system.
The elder Brown runs the Michael Brown Sr. Chosen for Change organization, a foundation that helps families deal with tragedy in their lives. It's a legacy he feels obligated to pass on under the name he shares with his son. I'm Mike Hempen.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris drew on her prosecutorial background to make her first expansive pitch on the immigration to border state voters, as she and her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, attracted thousands to a campaign rally in the state of Arizona during their tour battleground states. Harris, the former attorney general of the state of California, reminded the crowd that she has a law enforcement official targeted transnational gangs, drug cartels, and smugglers, saying that she prosecuted them in case after case and won. She said in front of a crowd of more than 15,000 in a suburb of Phoenix, "I know what I'm talking about." I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.